Every Thursday, we talk about the art scene with NPR News art reporter Marianne Combs. And today is no different. What's happening in the art world this week?
Well, Jade, we've got a lot of good things going on. It is the 4th of July weekend, so a lot of times people are like, oh, everybody go and do your fireworks, have your parties. But there's still some great stuff to see this weekend, including the opening of a new exhibition at Light Gray Art Lab. It's called Patches and Stitches. And what it really is a side-by-side exploration of two sort of like handcrafted hobbyists, you know, things that turn into their own form of artwork. And one is Patches, which is like, as they say, the rebellious teen of the duo. This is, you know, when you imagine like biker jackets and how people design, you know, patches and artwork, and it's like screen printing and it's bold and a lot of, you know, sort of black and white and whatever. But it's, you know, really bold imagery, tough, more raw.
So are there actual like motorcycle jackets with patches on it on the wall? Or?
Well, you're going to see like, you know, actual patches, and then you're going to see photographs of them on jackets and other things. And then Stitches is the like dainty, you know, hand stitching embroidery, working with your little frame, doing, you know, flowers and deer and, you know, and pretty things. So it's this juxtaposition of these two things that are really like handmade and similar. They have so many similar qualities to them, and yet they're expressed in very different ways. They have this whole different culture surrounding each of them. So really cool idea for an exhibition. That's at Light Gray Art Lab. Opens tomorrow night and in Minneapolis, and looks like it'll be a fun time. So that's your first selection. And then we have the last weekend. This is the last weekend you can see Choir Boy at the Guthrie Theater. Choir Boy is a play by Terrell Alvin McCraney, who is known for his brother-sister trilogy, The Brother's Sighs, Marcus or the Secret of Sweet. They've been performed in town in recent years. And it's a musical that takes, it's all about this school for boys that's dedicated to the education of strong, ethical Black men. And so this one young man wants to take the place as the leader of the school's legendary gospel choir, but his differences lead classmates to lash out. And so it's all about sort of the relationship between him and the rest of the choir. And it's gotten some great reviews, stars some great local talent, including Nathan Barlow, amongst others. And just, it's a good show, and it's got one last weekend to check it out. So there you go. That's at the Guthrie in Minneapolis. And then another show, Sherlock Holmes and the Ice Palace Murders. Now, you might think, Ice Palace, isn't that St. Paul?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something.
Yeah, not one of
before.
The famous sort of, you know, of the canon of Sherlock Holmes. I don't quite remember this one. Yes, this is a locally based play written by local talent Jeffrey Hatcher, who's done a few of these, and they're always a big hit over at Park Square Theater here in St. Paul. And they always bring Steve Hendrickson in to play Sherlock. He's become known as Sherlock at Park Square Theater. Well, as it happens, unfortunately for Steve, he had a health emergency and had to go to the hospital, and we wish him a speedy recovery. But Jeffrey Hatcher has been brought in to play his role, the Sherlock that he created. Now, I have seen Jeffrey Hatcher perform a few times. It's not a regular occurrence, but he'll occasionally get out and do a show. He's a great actor, really fun. And so the idea of him stepping in and playing this Sherlock Holmes that he created just thrills me no end. So give it a shot. If you can see it this coming weekend, you'll get a chance to see Jeffrey Hatcher in his own Sherlock Holmes, in Sherlock Holmes in the Ice Palace Murders.
So a lot to see. I mean, yes, there are fireworks. Yes, there are barbecues, and there's a beach waiting somewhere. But there are also some very cool art world things to check out.
Always in this town. So
bustling Twin Cities. Well, thank you very much, Marianne Combs.
You bet. Happy 4th.
Marianne Combs, she's NPR News' art reporter, and she checks in with us every Thursday. And I'll play you out, as Jill always does, as we wave goodbye to Marianne Combs.